6. Living lower, feeling higher. The day after Cain Marco's murder. Charles sighs when they pull out the light, leaning back in the incredibly uncomfortable chair as he says, "Really, John, is that necessary?"
"Standard operating procedure," John says from the other side of the interrogation room's table. Or, as Charles is supposed to be calling him at the moment, Detective John Baker. Charles knows from experience that the other chair is far more comfy.
"You yourself admitted the events were suspicious."
"Of course I did. It's my case," Charles says, completely unbothered. John's a good person, but Charles knows he and Emma could run laps around him mentally, and probably physically as well. "I know the killer's modus operandi as well as anyone, possibly better than even the killer does. I'd almost think it was a copycat."
John sighs. "You're supposed to be clearing yourself from suspicion, Xavier, not digging yourself in further."
Charles frowns at him. "I'm not going to lie, John. Of course it's suspicious. But at the same time, there's not a single flaw in my alibi. I wouldn't have been able to fetch my stepbrother from Montana. I haven't been near the family estate in 7 years, and therefore wouldn't have been able to get to those pictures. The autopsy report would have had him tied up before we even got out of that meeting. And speaking of which, every single person in this office knows I hate killing people, even in self-defense, which Cain's murder most certainly wasn't."
John shrugs. "But there's more than one person with a key to your apartment."
Charles can't help but laugh.
"I'm sorry, are you accusing my sister of bleeding a man to death in my bathroom? Or maybe my 80-year-old landlord? I don't think so."
"Charles," John says, serious. "This looks bad, even with your alibi. And yes, it's ironclad. Nobody actually thinks you'd pull a family member across state lines to kill him in your bathroom. There's still worry about why it happened."
Charles nods, and John takes a deep breath.
"We're putting you and this case under investigation."
Charles stares at him, the world suddenly seeming to short out.
"What?"
"No matter who killed Cain Marco, someone broke into your family home and took nothing but photos, and then they broke into your apartment to kill someone you're related to," John states. "We are all worried about what could have happened if you were home when that person first broke in, instead of getting jabbed in the shoulder with a needle when you walked through your front door."
Charles frowns. He's infinitely more intelligent than John Baker, but he can't seem to process what exactly the other man is telling him.
"Are you taking me off the case?" he asks, and tries very hard not to grab John by the lapels of his knock-off suit jacket and pull him across the table to demand answers.
"You're off the serial killer case, pending investigation," John says. "And he's a good guy. He can understand how much it hurts to be declared unfit to work on something that's been consuming your life for months and months."
"Maybe you should take a vacation."
"You can't take me off the serial killer case," Charles says, "because like hell he's going on vacation. I know this case, inside and out. Whoever gets it next will be floundering in the facts for months that I could be using to catch him."
John shrugs. Still apologetic, but not budging in the slightest.
"It's for your own safety, Charles."
"It wasn't a threat," Charles snaps. "He treated me like one of those clueless bystanders. It has nothing to do with me."
"Take it to the chief, Xavier," John says. "I'm just the interrogator slash messenger."
Charles gapes at him.
"But..."
The door opens before Charles can say anything else, and there stands the chief, looking furious.
He barely has time to glare at Charles before he says, "You're still on the case, Xavier. I'm demanding a psych exam, though. I at least get that much from you."
"Sir?" Charles frowns. He's fully aware that the chief hates him and Emma, mostly because Emma happens to be unrepentantly female and Charles is more than happy to be not fucking her, and despite their morbidly obsessive partnership, they still manage to close more cases than any other partnership in the state.
And this is about as out of character as it was possible to stretch the man.
I don't understand.
Let me explain, then, yet another man says. And Charles blinks at the fact the mayor is in Charles's interrogation room. You're the best qualified for this case, aren't you?
Yes, Charles states, because it is an absolute fact. The mayor nods.
See, I need this killer caught, and I don't think you're under any threat at the moment that you wouldn't be willing to meet head-on.
He shrugs, long form leaning against the closed door.
So you stay on the case. You work to capture or kill the murderer loose on my streets. I get to be sure I really do have the best man on the case when I tell paranoid constituents that, and there's justice done in the end.
Charles can't help but wonder what the catch is, where the trap snaps out and drags him into Mareshaw's net.
It sounds like a reasonable plan, he says. Then that's settled. I look forward to seeing what you get up to, Detective, Sebastian Shaw says, grinning at him for a moment before turning to where John and the chief are standing in the corner. He gives them a wink and opens the door, wide and carefree like he owns the place, which, being mayor, may technically be true.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a hot date waiting for me.
Emma is waiting in the hall. For some reason, it feels like a smack in the face when Mareshaw wraps an arm around her waist, but the look on her face dulls it to a strange, queasy sensation. Her smile is fake, to the point that Charles wonders how Shaw doesn't notice, not to mention how Emma is restraining herself from bashing his skull into the nearest available surface as they walk off and his hand slides lower.
You're a lucky son of a bitch, Xavier, the chief says. Expect a call from one of our criminal psychiatrists someday very soon.
Of course, sir, Charles says, watching him walk out, and wondering what the hell Eric, the serial killer, not Eric, he reminds himself, is going to get him in trouble for next.